It is time right now to bring in a person who just loves snow. She likes to drive in it, report in it, and stuff like that.
She lives
Ruth,
for it.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Yeah, really love this stuff.
Yeah.
Our favorite weather, Jill, huh?
Quite right. I was just thinking, you know, how did you get the title? I thought it was me.
No, I was known as Miss Scaredy Cat.
Mm. All right. Well,
Scaredy Cat. It's just annoying. Anyway.
So,
yeah.
So we have, of course, a lot of delays in schools, and I have a tentative feeling there might be.
The buses are out.
The buses are out? Okay, well, then they're going to run them. And
supposed to be sunny by this afternoon, they said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it might be. It's still snowing now.
It
but
sure well, is. It
yes,
sure
it'll
is.
Be sunny by this afternoon, and we'll have 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. Well,
and the other day we were out in the collecting Easter eggs in the sun.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. Well, all right, Ruth. It's a busy snow or no snow. It's a busy night tonight.
It is a crazy week this week. We are just from one end to the other. Tonight is our favorite trifecta. We have Salisbury Selectmen, we have Region 1 Board, we have Canaan Board, now, and I'm sure there are other things going on.
And before the Region 1 Board, there's a special board
meeting. There is a special board meeting.
Which has mysterious titles.
Yeah, yes, it talks about the
assistant principal.
Assistant principal's performance, and we're not sure what that's all about. Maybe it's they're going to hire him as the principal. We've heard rumblings that that is the case, but the agenda was a little mysterious.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, that's the way they do it in Region 1.
Mm-hmm. And we have Cornwall Board of Selectmen. No, that's next week. Okay, we have the parent meeting on Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, 6:30.
6:30 at the Center on Main. Parents are, as we know, they've been quite upset about this grading system with the not-yet proficients and have been talking about this for months now, feeling that they are just not getting any satisfaction. They've decided to hold a meeting where anyone can speak because they feel left out of the comment section at the Region 1 board meetings, all the board meetings, actually. So they're going to be meeting and giving everybody a chance to just talk and express their concerns. And I understand you're not filming it.
Well, they don't want films, and they don't want exact quotes in the newspapers because they want people to speak freely and not feel like they can be intimidated later on by what they say.
They don't want names used, I guess. So we'll be discreet, but certainly want to hear what these people have to say.
Well, it's a great thing that they did this. They formed their own Region 1 community, these parents. They've got over 200 now, over 200 returns on the surveys.
Which is amazing.
Very good.
They sent out a survey asking questions about the NYPs and how the kids are dealing with it, and do you think it's okay or not. And, there's been such controversy over this. They still, at one of the last meetings, were asked what happens at the end of the year with those kids who have NYPs, and they said, we don't know yet. so it really, it goes to the point that people don't believe it was given enough thought before it was instituted, and that there were that big concern is that the teachers weren't part of the process.
Yeah. So that meeting is Wednesday night at 6:30.
Wednesday night, 6:30, and anybody can come.
Right. Parents, teachers, kids.
Community members, anybody, and not just Falls Village people.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody from the region, any taxpayer, any student, anybody wants to come to that meeting.
Right. So busy week. On Thursday night, Tom Bartram's going to be one of those honored at the Connecticut Firemen's Association dinner. 2 years ago, it was Charlie Parati from up this way, and Thursday it's going to be Tom Bartram, who has been a longtime, very active member of the Sharon Fire Company. We wish him well. On Friday, we have the Wellness Fair. The Northwest Corner Prevention Network is putting on its second annual free Wellness Fair. Go and get your blood pressure checked and all sorts of other health preventive measures that you can take there. And then Friday night, we have the third in the community conversations at Falls Village. And this both Cornwall and Falls Village, as you know, have put on these community conversations with Jonathan Costa, facilitating from Ed Advance, to talk about the future of their schools with declining enrollment and, again, giving community members a chance to speak and say what they want for the future of their schools. So that's on Friday night.
Busy week?
Very busy week. We're going to be all over the place, and hopefully this weather lets us get there.
Oh, there'll be thunderstorms by Wednesday, they say. So
oh,
we'll
great.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Meanwhile, get your sleigh.
Yeah.
And, all right, Ruth, have fun this week.
Okay, guys, and as always, we'll be chatting.
All right, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, take care.
Take care, Ruth.
Bye.
All right. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio and robinhoodradio.com.